Yes, this is a thing. Chickens in Ybor City, and it's becoming a huge thing. The city council met about it yesterday, about what to do with these chickens. People are complaining. Not everybody, though. This is a very divided line. It's 99.5 QIK, Mark and Veronica. Here was the opening of the city council meeting yesterday. Listen to the councilman try to even talk about this.
It does seem to me that perhaps rooster birth control.
He had to say rooster birth control. Yeah. That was Harry Cohen, Councilman District 4. Thanks to our friends at ABC Action News for this in-depth report. They also talked to people on the streets. And this woman here particularly really loves the chickens in Ybor.
These guys are special. They're iconic.
All right. They're special. They're iconic. I got to tell you.
Iconic?
Iconic. I got to tell you. I was in Ybor a few months ago. Chase Rice was playing. I went down there to see a show. And I park in the parking garage, and I open my door, and there he is, the biggest rooster I've ever seen in my life. And he's looking at me like, hey, are you going to get out, or am I going to get in? And
I'm
like, yeah. He's like, boop, 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 like bobbing his head like he's getting in the car. I get out of the car. He walks me all the way to the venue where Chase Rice was playing.
Oh, that's sweet.
Dude, he was awesome.
It's like you're a little chauffeur down there in Ybor.
That's what I'm saying.
Keeping the streets safe.
So I'm pro Ybor chicken. I am pro Ybor chicken. I want him to stay. But if you've got a story, good or bad, call us now, 800-992-1099 about the chickens in Ybor. But this has got to be a first of a council meeting, and this comes up.
It does seem to me that perhaps rooster birth control.
Rooster birth control is on the table.
Can you even imagine being there in the morning, and what do they say? There's like 100 roosters in Ybor.
There's
and
98 that they've counted.
98.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what roosters do in the morning when the sun comes up?
Right, right.
They make a lot of noise.
They do. They cluck.
They cluck. Is that what they call it? They do.
They cluck. Chickens and roosters and everything. So want to get to your stories, your experiences with the Ybor chickens and roosters. 800-992-1099. It's Mark and Veronica. Lana is hanging out in for Veronica this morning. Now, Lana, you haven't seen these chickens in a long time, right?
I haven't been to Ybor in years.
And I think a lot of people were kind of taken aback yesterday when the city council met about this phenomenon going on down there. It's bothering some people, but not everybody. This actually was talked about in the council meeting yesterday.
It does seem to me that perhaps rooster birth control.
They're saying that they may have to do some kind of rooster birth control to control the Ybor City chickens. We're getting a lot of calls and texts on this. Let's get to Michael. What do you think, Michael?
So I was just down in Ybor probably for the past 6-7 months every single day. So the chickens were a daily occurrence for me.
Like good or bad?
Mostly good. When you first start going down there, they throw you off quite a bit. I didn't know that they like hopped in the trees, and they're kind of just like absolutely everywhere. So I'm definitely pro chicken, because where else can you go that you can just hang out with a chicken while you're walking downtown?
I kind of agree. Like, you know, where else can you go and hang out with chickens after you just had like the night of your life?
Yeah, they are the protected chickens of Ybor. So
sounds crazy to say. Thank you, Michael. Sounds crazy to say, but I'm pro chicken. And I just love animals in general. So I'm going to be pro chicken. And I told you my one experience with going down to Chase Rice in Ybor, and that rooster just walked me all the way to the concert. He was the coolest dude. I was like, I wanted to give him like a dollar or two.
But it's like a safety precaution.
Right. You know, I don't know. It's kind of cool. Let's get to Caitlin now. What's your story with the chickens, Caitlin?
I saw a guy feeding them one day, and I asked if it was a job, and he said it's an unofficial job. And I was going through, and they have the cutest name.
What do chickens in Ybor eat?
Cubans. Right?
A Cuban sandwich? Okay. All right.
They got some great restaurants down there.
That's probably why they like it so much, right?
I would say like Weedon Island would be a nicer place to hang out. Why Ybor? But that's where the restaurants are.
Most chickens eat grain, right? These chickens in Ybor get Cuban sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. And some good cigars, too.
Oh, and they're smoking cigars.
Yeah. Good point.
Dude, I'm jealous of these chickens.
It does seem to me that perhaps rooster birth control.
I don't even want to know what that is, by the way. Rooster birth control, how they would do that. Go chickens. We're pro chickens here at QIK.